Holy Spirit, we welcome your presence. Oh, take absolute control and let your name be glorified. We bless you, O God of Israel. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Amen. Please sit down. God bless you. Please say good morning to your sister, to your brother. Say you are blessed this morning. You are blessed this morning. Praise the Lord. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Now, the topic of today is salt of the earth. So I'm going to take it from where we've been reading in Matthew 5, verse 13. He said, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savour, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, to be trodden under feet of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. From henceforth, you will not be hidden. In the name of Jesus. When they are looking for men and women that are glorious, that are great, your name will be written there in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let your light so shine before men that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Thank God today this is first service. I'm just trusting God that I can quickly run through what I have. Hallelujah. Jesus called us Christians, children of the living God, as the salt of the earth. You know what salt, we have been listening to this same, to the messages of salt of the earth for a very long time now, for some time. So we know that salt sweetens, we know that salt makes our soup to be nicer, to be tastier. So we are called to sweeten our world, to make it sweet, to make it tastier, to preserve our world. You know, salt preserve. We are to preserve our world. We are the ones that are called to preserve our country, this country, Nigeria. We are to preserve our world, to make a difference in our world. We know that the deficiency of salt can create serious problem to the health. So Christians, the children of God, hallelujah. So as Christian, a Christian that is deficient in the word of God and in the things of God can lose his sweetness or saltiness. And the Bible says, what use is such a child of God? Therefore, it is important to be the salt of the earth, to sweeten your world. Tell to yourself, I will sweeten my world. Put your name, I will sweeten my world. I will make a difference in my world. It shall be so in the mighty name of Jesus. It is not just important to keep, to sweeten, to be the salt of the earth, but we must remain the salt of the earth. We must retain that salt till Christ Jesus come. We must retain the salt. We must retain that salt. Hallelujah. And God will help us to retain it. He help us to be the salt of the world, and he must help us to retain it in this world that is full of so much evil, that is full of so much trouble. God will help us. So much temptation. God will help us to be and to retain our salt to the end in the name of Jesus. We remember those women, the three virgins. You know, one was wise. Her oil was what? She had an extra oil. Why the two did not have enough oil? But when the master came, what happened? The two were locked out. Why? because their oil has finished. While the one that had the oil, the full oil or extra oil, was able to dine with the master. I pray that when the master comes, we will all still be the salt of the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus. We will not have lost our soul. In the name of Jesus. I have to confine myself to what I have here. Praise the Lord. So, how can I be the salt of the earth? Number one, you have to make your mark. Somebody say, leave your mark on the sand of time. You know, when you pass through a sand or a muddy place, you put your leg, what happened? It will be there. Praise the Lord. Many people in the world today, in the world of music, that are playing worldly music, many of them are being celebrated. What do they call them? Hallelujah. So we too must be celebrate. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We must leave our footprint in the sand, on this head. Let them know us. Let them know that we are indeed the children of God. It's the children of God that actually should be this, should be the leading ones on earth. We should. Hallelujah. Because we have what others don't have. We carry what others don't carry. Praise the Lord. We carry grace. We carry Jesus. We carry all in all. We carry it. Christ is in us. The hope of the whole world is in us. And therefore, we must make a difference in our life. Praise the Lord. So make your mark. Leave your mark. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Peter 2:9, it says, "We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation." You are peculiar. You are peculiar. You are different. We are different. We are totally different. Every limitation from not allowing us to shine, the God of Israel will consume it with fire. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We must shine. We must shine. My life must shine. Every limitation must be consumed by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus. Your life must shine. Say better amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So therefore, we are peculiar people. We are peculiar nation. We are not ordinary. We are royal. We are people with glory and honor. Hallelujah. We possess what the world does not have. Say to yourself, I possess what the world does not have. What the world does not have is in me. Say it with confidence now. Praise the Lord. So we leave a footprint because the same spirit that is in Christ Jesus is in right in us. Praise the Lord. John 14, 12 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believe on me, that believe in Christ Jesus, the works that I do shall he do what? Also, and greater." Greater works shall he do. We are be embedded with grace and with strength with greater works. That is what is in us. That is what we carry. We carry the grace of Christ Jesus. We carry the strength, the power of Christ Jesus. What Jesus has done here on earth, we can do it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We carry that grace. So we must be the salt of this earth. So stop limiting yourself. Stop saying that, can I ever achieve a particular position on earth? A lie. You can achieve it. Stop limiting yourself. Stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop. Dream big. That's what Daddy Joe used to tell us. Ask big. Dream big. Then ask for big things from God. I see somebody who has a bungalow. I was telling me that is his biggest dream on earth. I shook my head. Bungalow. Why can't that be your biggest dream? Where your God is greater than the greatest, mightier than the mightiest. So you must dream big. You must work hard. You want to retain that superiority that Christ Jesus has given us, you must work hard. Whatever you are doing, you must be good at it. If you are not good at it, go and learn it again. Do you hear me? Go and learn it again. Because you are to make a difference in this world. And you must make a difference. In the mighty name of Jesus. I must make a difference. Enough is enough. Somebody say enough is enough. I must make a difference. I must shake myself off from everything that is limiting me. If it is school, pray to God. Ask Him for grace to go back to school. If you can't go, do somehow look for a way. There's always a way. Because Jesus is a way. He's a way maker. He makes way. Makes way. Hallelujah. Amen. And He will make a way for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says we should shine. We are to shine. We are a city that is set upon a hill. That's who we are. Praise the Lord. So pursue God-given goals with tenacity. That's what I said, with tenacity. That goal God has given you, pursue it with the whole of your heart. I've told you, whatever you are doing, do it well. If you don't, you see you are not performing well on it, go back and relearn it. Because you must shine on it. When people are looking for good tailors, let them begin to look for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let them begin to, when they are looking for good bricklayers or looking for anybody that know how to do things, let them be continue to search you out. You must excel in it. Praise the Lord. So I say you should dream big and pray hard. You must shine. Because Christ Jesus has made us, He has given us everything pertaining to life. Praise the Lord. So we must make a difference in our world. We must do the impossible things. Because with God, nothing is impossible. This possible thing, start shining. You are the light of the world. Stop being intimidated. Don't get intimidated by anybody. Don't get intimidated. I don't know whether I'm talking to you, but you are actually getting me this morning. Or am I talking to myself? Or I'm going off the point. Please, stop being intimidated. Stop being saying, oh, that guy is up there. We can be up there. All we need to do is we pray and we are focused. Focus on where we are going. Praise the Lord. And the God of Israel will give us that grace this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Don't be discouraged. There are many things to discourage us. Because I used to tell people. In fact, the Holy Spirit told me once. He said, it is not where you are today that you will remain tomorrow. Doesn't work that way with God. You can't be one place today and remain there tomorrow. As long as you are serving God in faithfulness and you are working hard, it is not possible. Because He continues to lift you up. He can take it gently. He can take it up speed. Anyhow, He lifts you up. So don't be discouraged. No matter where you are today, you can never be there tomorrow. Praise the Lord. As you continue to work on it, as you purpose in your heart, that you must be the salt of the earth. Praise the Lord. I quickly go to number two. Impart your word. Impart. This, there's a little bit of difference, but this, let me quickly take it. We can do whatever we pleases. When we are children of God, we can do whatever that makes God to be happy. But now, we are called, why? Because we are called through Christ Jesus to be the salt of the earth. So what are we to impart? Who are we to impart? You must impart your family. Impart your family, the church of God. You must impart whoever come across you. Let them see an impact, a change in their life because they know you. Let them see a change in their life because they know you. Let them say, if they were drinking before, but because they know you, they stop drinking. That man, because you are imparting their lives. Either from the words you say, from the words of comfort, from your giving, from your attitude, you must impart life. You must impart your word. Impart it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I give you an example. Deborah. We all know Deborah in Judges. The Bible is in Judges. It's in Judges. The Bible said Deborah was a judge in a world where there was no king. She was a judge, a woman. She was a judge. She was a wife. She was a wife. She was a mother and a warrior. Men refused to go to war if Deborah did not follow them. She loved God. She was a godly woman. Praise the Lord. At that time when the world was upside down, Deborah was imparting her life. Praise the Lord. What about Dorcas? You see that in Acts 9:24. Please, when my time is up, kindly let me know. You see that in Acts 9:26, Dorcas. The Bible says about that woman that she was a giver. She impacted the widow so much in the church, to the extent that when this woman was sick, she died. The widow were all crying and wondering what would their life be without the Dorcas. And they told Peter, please, this woman, she cannot die. Ah, the salt of the earth, they impart people. They impart life. They change life. I remember I remember my husband. When he was in the world, you know, he has friends, plenty of friends that were in the world with him. Of course, they do everything that the world does. But immediately my husband got born again. Everybody round about him. Everyone. And I said this with no, they all got born again. They all got born again. Praise the Lord. So they all got born again. One after the other. One after the other. Praise the Lord. So all the people around you, you must impart their life. Your family, your wife, your children, they must see the impact that you are a child of God. They must see. They must see. Praise the Lord. They must see the change in you. They must see that you are imparting their lives. Praise the Lord. So be kind. So number one, to impart, you must be kind and compassionate to others. Colossians 3:12-14. Please, can we see that quickly? Colossians 3:12-14. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long suffering, love. All these you must forbearing one another and forgiving another. Any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also ye. So you must impart others with your compassion, with your kindness, with your the word of God, anything at all. Just change the world, and God will give us that grace in the mighty name of Jesus. On this note, number three, a sort of the earth, you must sweeten the lives of others. If you look at Isaiah 57 verse 7, it's talk about the feet of those that go preaching. It's as beautiful that the feet of those that preach the word of God is beautiful. Praise the Lord. So you must impart, you must sweeten the earth. And how do we sweeten the earth? Praise the Lord. We must preach the word of God. We must save those that are in hopeless situation. Hopeless situation, trouble, you know, we must preach the word of God and bring souls to Christ, to God. Hallelujah. We must tell the world about Christ Jesus. We must sweeten other people's life. What you have enjoying with Christ Jesus, the peace of God, etc. Others are in trouble. We must go forth and give people the word, the gospel. You must do the work of an evangelist. And number three, you must pray for lost souls. Praise the Lord. Now, I quickly run through the last part. How to remain the salt of the earth. From all I've said now, impartation, blah, 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 how do I remain the salt of the earth? Till Christ Jesus come. So number one, I say, improve yourself in the studying of the world. Improve yourself in the studying of the word of God. It's the word of God that makes the difference. It's the word of God you learn how to be like Jesus. It's through the word of God. It's the word of God, through the word of God, you know God. Because it's only through the word of God you can know more about God. Praise the Lord. So study yourself. Study to show yourself approved as a workman. That needed not to be ashamed. So study the word of God. You want to remain relevant, you want to remain the salt of the earth, you must know that word of God. Number two, stay in the service of God. Continue to serve God. Hallelujah. And as you continue to serve God, God continue to brighten your life, to help you, to sustain you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Number three, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord, for your adversary seeketh whom he will devour. Ephesians 6, 10 to 12, quickly. Because there's a place I wanted to just point out there. Finally, my beloved, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord. Many are falling by. Many people that are sort of the earth before, they call themselves, they are falling by the wayside. They have gone back to the world. But you want to remain in as the sort of the earth, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The next verse, put on the whole armor of God. Every armor that ye may be able to stand. It's important to stand against the wiles of the devil. Last one. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, against the rulers of darkness at this world. Praise the Lord. We must all put on the armor of God so that we can stand. We can stand. And God will help us in the name of Jesus. I want you to say to somebody, I will not fall by the wayside. I will not fall by the wayside. I will stand as the salt of this head. in the mighty name of Jesus. Ha, number what? Okay, number four. Don't strive with men. Give example of a good behavior. Apostle Paul taught Timothy in Timothy 2:4. I think 2 Timothy also. He said, don't strive with men. You don't have business with men. You're not striving to begin to fight, to begin to quarrel, to begin to, you know, no. Don't strive with men. But give example of a what? Of a good Christian. Let men know you as good Christian. Praise the Lord. Don't strive with men. Don't be a striver. Don't strive with your wife. Live in peace with her. Don't strive with your husband. Don't then let her know that, this man that is always carrying Bible every Sunday is a fighter. No. But always be of a good behavior. Let men know you as somebody that is genuine Christian. Praise the Lord. And lastly, I like this one. He said, let your profiting appear to all men. 1 Timothy 4:15. I quickly explain it. Profiting known to all men. Meaning this, that you must profit. That where you are standing today as a Christian, as a child of God, or the word that is in you today, by the time next year is coming, you would have grown in it. You must have profited in it. It must have multiplied in your life. That means don't stay in one place. Whether in your walk with Christ Jesus, whatever you are doing, profit in it. Increase in it. Praise the Lord. Increase in it. Continue to increase in it. Let the word of God increase in you richly. Continue to increase in it. And as we continue to do that, we'll remain the salt of the earth, and God will be glorified in our life in the name of Jesus. Let us rise up. I want you to talk to the Almighty God. God bless you. Please put your hands together. Appreciate the God of Israel. Yes. So I want you to talk to the Almighty God and say, Father, please help me to be indeed the salt of this hell. Help me to be the salt. Help me to make impact in my own generation. Help me to be different. Help me, oh God, to be different. Help me, oh God, to be different. Help me, oh God, to be different. Release your grace upon me, oh God, to impart my generation. In the name of Jesus, release your grace upon me to be the light indeed. Let me lighten my world. Let me lighten my world in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father and my God. We give you glory, honor, majesty, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. I want you to talk to God and say, Father, release fresh fire upon me. Release your fresh grace upon me. Release your fresh grace upon me. Let me be an achiever in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask for your fresh grace. I ask for your fresh fire. I ask for your fresh power. Help me to begin to achieve for you. Help me to become an achiever in the mighty name of Jesus. Daddy, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father, for teaching us your word. We thank you for your word. You have sent it to our midst. My Father and my God, we ask, O Lord, that your word will profit us in the mighty name of Jesus, that it will turn our lives around, that we will profit in your word, that we will not be a loser, that your word will not pass us by without making an impact in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, honor, majesty. For the rest of the service, take absolute control. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen.